Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the entire world. We should have a Yeshua from this terrible virus. The Gemara in Maseches Kedushin of Zayin Amar Aleph Zomer Rav is Kachil L'chetzi Mekudeshes. A man says to a woman, marry half of me, she's Mekudeshes. Chetzich Mekudeshes, leave it. Half of you, the woman, are married to me, she's not Mekudeshes. Amar Aleph Abayi L'Rav, Abayi says to Rav, Amayishna Chetzich Mekudeshes, leave it Mekudeshes. Why can't you marry half a woman? Because it says Isha Marachmana, the Torah says Isha Velochatzi, she can marry a woman, not half a woman. Hachanami Isha Marachmana Velochatzi, Isha. So if you can't marry half a woman, then it also says Ish. Kikach Ish Isha. So it says a man, not a half a man. So how does a half a man marry a woman? Amaleach Yashta, hold on. Hasim Mitzilavetre Lechazia. There, a woman is in Ruya to marry two men. And Mimele, you can't marry half a woman, she's not Shach the other man. But Elagavra Milo Chazi Lebetre, but a man can marry two women. V'achi karmel, this is what the man is saying to her. Dibi in the limits of achrisi, if I want to marry another woman, a sivna. So when he says half of me is married to you, what he means is that I have the right to marry another woman. I'm lemar zutra, right to Rav Mari, the Ravina, finish to Kedusha Bakula. As he says, so let the Kedushin spread out. In other words, once he's marrying half of her, let it be mispashe, let the Kedushin spread to the rest of her. Milo sanya, do we not learn in a braisa? Amar ragla shalzu ola, te kula ola. We say the leg of this animal should be an ola, so then the whole animal becomes an ola because it's mispashet. The Gemara says no, be dummy hasan behema chaptas acheres. So skip it on the Gemara. The Gemara says you can't compare because there it's a behema. Behema it automatically spreads, but here it's a das acheres. Here it's das acheres, meaning the woman, and her das is makev. He said half of you, but her das is makev the other half. To say for I'm makinant of Zayin Amid Beis, Toisti Ramas Chetzich Pruta V'Chetzich Pruta asks on the Kashi the Gemara, the Nifshah Kedusha B'Kul, that Kedushin spread among the whole woman. Bishlema, when you say Omer Ragla Shalzu Ola, that the regal of this animal should be an Ola, that it spreads. Shapir Chayil Kedushal Oso Ever, the Kedusha's Chal on that Ever. Even according to the Man D'Omer, that the Kedusha is not Mispashit B'Kula Behema, but it's Lefachot, at least it's mispashed, it's chal, I'm at aver, and then you sell the animal, it's sarche oila, chutz medmeres regel. And so you can sell the animal for the needs of an oila, except for the money for the regel. Money for the regel, you're not selling, then has kedusha. The rest of it, you can sell. So since it's a chalos kedusha on part of the animal and the leg, so you can be done that it should spread from that miktsas, from the little bit on which it's chal, to the rest of the behema. But by kedushin, that it's not shaykh b'chlal, that you should have kedushin on a chatzi isha, because it says chatzi isha, isha v'lo chatzi isha. So it's pasha that it's not shaykh, it's pasha sakadusha on the rest of the isha, because it's chasir sakadusha al chetzi. In other words, by an animal, it's chal on the leg. So once it's chal on the leg, so yesh ladun, maybe it spreads to the rest. But when it comes to a woman, it's not even chal on half the woman to start with. So how can you be done? How can you discuss? How can you countenance that it should spread to the rest of her? Zoyfrek the makinah. So says Harav Ruderman, Zichron of Bracha, we've been siyata dishmai, going through his very, very gishmakish yurim. So, in his Shir on his Pashtus, he says as follows. This was published, they have a Sefer Shir Avodas this Levi of his Shiurim, put together by the Talmidim. Very, very well done. Many of them based on the notes of Rabbi Franz Shlita. And this was also published, much of this, in the Sefer Zikaron, Darchei Menachem. So you can be Miyashiv as follows. First, we have to be Mevayer, Jerusha Sabai, from the Pasuk of Isha Lechatzi Isha. A woman and not a half a woman. Yesh lachkor, the chakir is as follows. Is the kavan of this miut that it's not shaykh to have kedushin al chatzi isha, and therefore if a half a woman is biskadeshes, the kedushin isn't chal at all? Or maybe no. Maybe the pasuk means that minastam, a woman's not biskadeshes lechatzayim. A woman can't be biskadeshes for half. And the reason is because of hagufa. That the Kedushin is mispashet, the Kedushin spreads to her entire body. And therefore, B'chol makom, in every case where he's mekadesh chatzi isha, the kedushin aren't chol and half, but rather it's chal and all of her because of the din of his pashtus. But in achinami, if a person's mefarish is dvarav that he wants to be mekadesh just a half a woman and not the whole woman, maybe in achinami the kedushin is going to be chal al chetzia. In other words, again, according to the first side of the Chakira, it's not Shayach Kedushin al Chatzi Isha. And therefore, he's a Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Doesn't help. It's nothing. Kedushin not Chal at all. Or maybe no. Maybe what the Pasuk means is that Min Astam, a woman's name is Kedesh Lechatshayim. The reason is, for that very reason, that it's Mispashet in all of her. And therefore, whenever he's Mekadesh, a half a woman, the Kedushin is not Chal on half. It's Chal on all. Because it's automatically Mispashet. But if he's explicit about it and he says, I want half, so he gets half, you can get half. Oh, so now that we've presented this chakira, we can now nam on, as they say in Spanish. We can take on the second side of the chakira, and according to that, we can explain the kasha of the Gemara. V'nifshta l'kedusha b'kula. What's pshat v'nifshta l'kedusha b'kula? The Rav is learning that the drasha of isha v'lochatzi isha is mima'etes ha-metziyus shel kedusha chatzi isha. Rav is learning that you can't have a kedushin of chatzi isha, right? That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Chetzeich mekudeshli, half of mekudeshli, and a mekudeshes." Why in a mekudeshes? Because en kadeh davar kedushin chatzi isha, so it's not chal at all. It's Cornish, and the Gemara says nobody's making a mistake. Maybe it's not true. And the Iker Perish of the Pasuk is Shelo Nishira Kedushin Al Chetzia Elishin Espashtu Bakula, that the Kedushin doesn't remain on half of her, rather it goes to all of her. And a Makadish Chatzi Isha, she's completely Mekudeshes. And if that's how we learn, then it's Pashut, then there's no room for the Kash of the Makne. Because according to the Kash of the Gemara, there's no Ikuv B'Kedushin Chatzi Isha. What did the Makne say? The Makne said, an animal, you could talk about being Makadish half an animal, and then it being mispashi, because it's chal on part of the animal, it's chal on the leg of the ola, so it's mispashi to the rest of the ola. But with a woman, it doesn't start, because it can't be mekadesh chatzi isha. But according to what we're saying now, no, really it can be chal al chatzi isha. Elamai, the kedushin is automatically mispashet to the rest of her. And therefore, that's why you can't be mekadesh chatzi isha. It says isha v'lo chatzi isha, because if you try to marry a chatzi isha, so mistama, it's going to be mispashe to the whole isha. That's when the Torah says isha, and not chatzi isha, because bistama, it's mispashe. When you do half, it's chal on half, and then it's mispashe to the whole. But if you explicitly say half, then it's half. So the whole drasha of isha v'lo chatzi isha is because of this din of hispashtus. And that's pshat in the kashya of the Gemara. What does it mean v'nifshuta la b'kedusha b'kula? That the reason you can't be mekadesh chatzi isha is because it's automatically chal on all of her. And if it's automatically chal on all of her, so that's because it's automatically chal on all of her. But if you're explicit, then you can also be mekadesh half of her. Milo Tanya, don't we learn that you can do that with an ola? You can be mekadesh the regal of an ola. So then why don't we say by a woman also? That when you're mekadesh half of her, so with Pashtus, it spreads to all of her. But if you're explicit about it, then you can also be Mekadesh half of her. So there is such a Metzias of being Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. That's the Gemara's Kasha on Rava. Rabbi, you said that you can't have a chatzi chatzich mekudeshesli, can't marry half. Why? Because it says Isha lo chatzi isha. Maybe really you can be mekadesh half. Because why did it say isha lo chatzi isha? Because it's automatically mispashet. That's why the Torah says isha, because you're bepashtus, when you marry half, then it's automatically going to go and spread to all of her. But if you explicitly say half, then you get half. That's what the Gemara means when it says v'nishta la kedusha b'kula. What it means is that when the pasuk says half, it means not because you can't. When the pasuk says a woman and not a half a woman, it's not because you can't marry half a woman. It's because it automatically spreads to the whole woman. That's what the Gemara's kasha is v'nishta la kedusha b'kula. It's chal on half if you wanted to, and then it spreads to the whole woman. That's why you can't have half, because it's automatically spreading to the whole woman. So there is such a thing as a chalos and a half. And then it spreads. So therefore, for the kash of the makna. Makna wanted to say, but with an animal, it starts on the leg. So some say it spreads, some say it doesn't spread, but at least it starts on the leg. But according to, but a woman, how do you, there's no half. And amal daber. The answer is yesh amal daber. Because when it because you can marry half a woman, and it just automatically spreads to the rest of the woman. But in a chinami, if you would specify half, it would also work for a half. Ube pashtus, we can be miyashev shevadai shayach kedusha b'chatzi isha. Definitely, you can. There is kedusha on a half a woman. There's already machlokas in Gittin Daf Mem Gimel. So if you're Makadish, a woman, and she's half a Shivcha, and she's half a Baschorin. Half a Shivcha, half a Baschorin. Das Harbe Amoraim, Chatzi Shivcha, Vachatzi Baschorin, Shinis Kachu Chalo Akadushin. Veloy Dummy, and you can't compare it to be Makadish, a Chatzi Isha Shena Makudeshis. Because a Chatzi Isha, you're Mashiach Bikinyano. Because you could have been Makadish the whole woman, you're Makadish half the woman. Doesn't work. But a Chatzishiv Chasibas Choyrin, you were Mashiach B'kinyanu, you didn't leave anything over, you did everything you could. Kano Komash Yochel Liknos B'Shazu. L'chein Shapir Cholam HaKadushin, therefore the Kadushin's Chal very nicely. So what's Mizbar, Me'os Sugya, is that it's Shayich that you can have Kadushin al Chatzisha. But normally when you're Makadish Chatzisha, since Nisha Chetzi Shayna Makudeshes, so you're Mashiach B'kinyanu, and therefore you left over the Kinyan, and the Kedushin is Pokea. The Kedushin goes away. It's not Shayich Kedushin B'isha Shashir B'kinyanu. It's not Shayich to have Kedushin by a woman when you're Mashiach, you're Kinyan. But now, the Das HaMakshin Ar Sugya that holds the Nifshto like Kedushin B'kula, since Mitchila, the Kedushin is Chal Chetzia. So it emerges that there's already a Chalos Kedushin from which it could be Mispashi to the rest of the woman. And there's no chisaron of shir b'kinyano, since the basof is pashit akedushin for lo yeshum shir b'kinyano. In the end, the kedushin is b'nei mispashit. There's going to be no shir. If I rent for it, the kasha of the makne. So again, the Gemara says that if you're makadish a half, you can be makadish a half a woman. According to many amoraim, chatzi shivcha chatzi bas choyren. So you see, you're makadish only half of her. And the reason that works and a chatzisha doesn't work is because a chatzisha you're mishayir b'kinyan, you leave over in the kinyan, and here you're not leaving over in the kinyan, you're doing everything you can. But the makshin, our sugi, is asking, wait a second, by a woman you're also not mishayir b'kinyan. Why? Because in the end it's going to be mispashi to the whole thing. So ena chinami, it's chal on half. You see from the sugi in Gittin Mem Gimel, it could be chal on half, and your problem is shir b'kinyan, or no, let it be mispashi. So the Makneh's assumption that it doesn't need, it's not even a chal on half, isn't true. It is chal on half. So that is Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, the first leg of our journey. And Rit Hashem, on the next leg of our journey, we will see more niflos B'Torah As Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.